Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
You hear it right here on Ring Talk with Pedro, number one in the world, first and foremost.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Why don't you jump on the team and come on in for the big win? Yes, sir.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
I was hallucinating one time, and I thought he came into my hotel room window, and I realized I didn't have any windows.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Yes, sir.
Got lots of things to talk about as far as the world of MMA and boxing is concerned. And I do want to mention this at the top of the show. My good friend BJ Penn no longer should be active. He was 170 pounds last night. Took on Rory McDonald in UFC on Fox 5. It's the fifth show that's been on the Fox television network since the Zuffa people that own the UFC and Strikeforce signed a deal with Fox for 7 years for, I think, $100 million last year. But the bottom line is, last night's show was a good show. BJ Penn lost. That was sad. It really was. I mean, Rory McDonald took him to school and beat him like a stepchild. I mean, for like 3 rounds. It was like brutal. I thought it was a couple times the fight could have stopped. It wasn't. Unfortunately for BJ Penn, because he could have used stoppage. No question about that. You are tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Upcoming, the story of the Manny Pacquiao derailment. Pack train no more. Right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Inhabitants of Earth, you can run, but you cannot. What are you doing?
Oh, watching Netflix on my smartphone, dude.
What?
I can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
You don't fear for your life?
Yeah, not really. Our atmosphere is eventually going to kill you anyway.
Nonsense. Our anatomy is...
There you go. Faster than I thought.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Hey guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Save on your next oil change with a 5-plus quart jug of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $21.99. And get a $10 O'Reilly gift card after mail-in rebate. This offer won't last long, so hurry in today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supplies. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hardest hustle anything is boxing, though. I don't know what you do for a living, but pretty sure ain't nobody punching you all in your eyes. I watched one fight. Roy Jones got hit so hard, my TV moved. He was asleep like he got knocked out of the club. The ref was like 241, 242. Roy was snoring. He was really knocked out. He was laying there so long, they had to start another fight. Roy was still there. Fighters had to dance around Roy.
Great earthquake, talking about, of course, the knockout of Roy Jones twice, once by Antonio Tarver. Man, what knockouts those were, right? But they didn't come close to the knockout last night. I'm talking about Manny Pacquiao getting stopped in the sixth round. Let me take you through the fight. The first two rounds, Manny Pacquiao won with sheer aggression, but it was blind aggression. He was running in at Marquez for a good portion of the first two rounds, the first 6 minutes of the fight. In the third round, Marquez comes back and lands a right hand that drops Manny Pacquiao like, wow, you wouldn't believe it. Bob, boom, looked like somebody hit him with a baseball bat. Down, he bounced back up, showed a lot of guts and intestinal fortitude, no question about that. But the bottom line was he was hurt. The Pac-Man was hurt, probably for the first time since he was at 112 pounds back in the day when he got knocked out and lost the WBC flyweight championship. That had to be about 10, 11, 12, 13 years ago. Anyway, the bottom line was, last night, he got dropped in the third round, but he came back, and then he staggered. He staggered Juan Manuel Marquez round, and I said to myself, wow, this fight's really heating up. Both guys giving good action back and forth, and then towards the end of the sixth round, after Marquez was in trouble, and Marquez was being rocked about, being busted up by the Filipino icon, the Filipino congressman. And then, boom, the bell was about to ring, and good night, Irene. One big right-hand counter in the corner, and Manny Pacquiao fell flat on his face. He didn't move for a long time. I said to myself, good God, I hope he's not hurt seriously or worse. I mean, this was one of the worst knockouts I had ever seen in my life. You talk about Paul Williams getting knocked out by Sergio Martinez. I mean, Roy Jones being knocked out by Antonio Tarver. I mean, good God. I mean, those were great knockouts. The last night's knockout, because it was a fact, it was Manny Pacquiao, the man that has supported and carried the sport of boxing on his back for probably the past decade, or most of the past decade. And it was, the bottom line was, he's toast. Pac-Man history, Pac-Mania is over. And if you look at it, you know, he blew the biggest payday of his life because he could have fought Floyd Mayweather. They could have shared $100 million, but Manny Pacquiao didn't want to take the drug test. You know why? Because you see what Marquez did to him last night? Well, Floyd Mayweather schooled Juan Manuel Marquez. They fought for 36 minutes, and Juan Manuel Marquez never won a second out of those 36 minutes. Not 1 second, let alone a minute or a round. Okay? Styles make fights? Yes. Floyd Mayweather's style will give Manny Pacquiao fits. So stop Manny Pacquiao. Manny Pacquiao, as I said before, and I think it was proved last night, he couldn't hit Floyd Mayweather in the butt with a ping-pong paddle or a tennis racket. Okay? Just doesn't have it in him. Straight up, Manny Pacquiao is toast. Juan Manuel Marquez, a knockout winner, a clean knockout winner at 2 minutes and 59 seconds of the sixth round. Also on the card, Yuri Gamboa, of course, the Cuban national, the exile, the defector, still undefeated. Good fight. Put up a decent fight, but you know, he's been off 14 months, and you can't expect the best out of Gamboa yet. Let him have a couple of fights. I'd like to see him hook it up with Adrian Broner. That would be a great, great, great fight, no question about that. Now, we talk about Brian Jennings. He was in NBC Sports. He was a winner last night. He's our heavyweight hope here in the United States. According to some experts, we think he's, although Deontay Wilder may have more talent, he may be a better fighter and willing to risk it. I'm talking about Brian Jennings, the winner last night on NBC Sports, I believe, from New Jersey. Bottom line is NBC Sports was doing it. Fox Sports was doing it. HBO had it going on. The UFC, of course, was on Fox TV. Wow, what a card. Benson Henderson, the world UFC lightweight champion. What is he now, 15-1, only lost one fight? 155 pounds is the lightweight division in the world of MMA. And he just took Nate Diaz apart last night. Nate Diaz came in with a pedestrian record of 16-7. He left 16-8, having lost 15 straight minutes of bruising battle, no question about that, with the champion Benson Henderson. It was near Benson's hometown up in Seattle, Washington. It was a sold-out arena. Everybody was there. The place was pumped. But guess what? BJ Penn didn't win. There's no question about it. He should retire. Okay, I mean, he really should. And as far as Nate Diaz is concerned, I think he's reached the pinnacle of his career. He can't get any better. He can't go any further. I think he's a good contender. I just don't think he's of championship material. Unlike his brother, I think, has got some head trips. And, of course, he loves to smoke that wacky weed, and he's got popped for it now twice. He's under suspension by the Nevada State Athletic Commission. I'm talking about Nick Diaz. But, you know, they're erratic, and sometimes they're disciplined, sometimes they're not disciplined. It's hard to read the Diaz brothers. But last night, guess what? Benson Henderson read Nate Diaz pretty well as he schooled him over five-minute rounds. It was a five-minute, five-round title, five-minute rounds in the UFC. And the bottom line was Henderson won them all going away. Scores were 50-45 twice. That's the way I had it, 5-0 at 10-9 for each round. But one judge had it 50-43. So he gave the champion Benson Henderson 2 10-8 rounds, an extra point in 2 rounds, which I can't argue with. But I'm just not one of those guys that goes around giving away extra points just like that. I just didn't think that they were that bruising to where you could have called them 10-8 or 10-7 rounds. Now, Manny Pacquiao, Juan Manuel Marquez, there were a couple of 10-8 rounds there, the good old knockdowns. Back to the UFC. BJ Penn, a loser. Mike Swick was a loser. Alexander Gustafsson took on Mauricio Shogun Rua. Of course, Rua coming off that war last November in San Jose, California with Dan Henderson. Man, Henderson ended up winning that fight, but it probably should have been a draw because of the dominance in the fifth round of that fight by Shogun Rua. It should have been a 10-8 round. That would have made it a draw. Instead, it was 3-2 on the scorecards in rounds, and with that extra point, Shogun Rua would have gotten a draw against Dan Henderson. Now, Henderson was supposed to fight John Jones, but he pulled out and he got hurt, and things are going around the light heavyweight division. I see Jones was on TV last night trying to put on a good game face for Metro PCS, the phone company, because, you know, he's sort of like the heel of the UFC now. I mean, he's a guy that people really don't like all that much. John Jones, the world light heavyweight champion, of course, that's 205 pounds out of Atlanta, GA, but he was on TV last night trying to polish up his image, per se. I don't know how much he can polish it up, because once fans don't like you, they don't like you. Ask Floyd Mayweather. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, we have a website, 24/7 on the web, worldwideweb.com. Do people even say that anymore, www? No, they just say ringtalk.com, RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. We've got stories from the Fight Chick. In fact, the Fight Chick's about to do a follow-up on the Manny Pacquiao, Juan Manuel Marquez fourth fight. And of course, the Fight Chick is an award-winning writer. She's a graduate of Harvard University. She's studying to become a lawyer, and she's on top of it. And she's not the most, most celebrated writer in the Philippines, and neither am I. But Pac-Mania is dead. We don't have to listen to these Pac-Nuts anymore, these people that would send us these horrible, they would send us emails and texts and things like that, and post comments on the website that were so off the wall and so filthy and so crude that you couldn't imagine people saying stuff that crude. But that's how crude Pac fans were. Well, folks, that wraps up Pac-Man getting knocked out, of course, by Juan Manuel Marquez. And in the main event last night, Benson Henderson defended the UFC light heavyweight title. Next up, the best of Larry Holmes on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. When he asks you, do you love him? Smile and kiss his teeth. Walk away and twist your hips. Make sure you keep him weak. Don't let nobody take care of your business better than you do. Do what it wants, give him what it wants. Respect will come to you. And you can hold your man. Hold your man. Hold your man.
Every 15 seconds, a burglary occurs in America. Most happen between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. when you're not at home. Call Protect America and learn how your home can be protected from burglary, fire, and more. Everyone that calls right now to sign up for our monitoring service will get the equipment for free. Call now, 800-603-9980. Protect America. Rated the best home security system in the country 5 years in a row. Equipment is free. No activation fees. We beat anyone's price, including ADT. If you already have a system, we can monitor your existing system with a cellular connection. Plus, with our interactive services, you'll be able to control your alarm remotely from your smartphone or computer. Protect your home and family today. Protect America home security experts are standing by. Call now. 800-603-9980. 800-603-9980. Again, 800-603-9980. Standard monitoring agreement required with approved credit. Call for details.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas. Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who suffer from hair loss, please pay close attention, because there's finally a fast, affordable, and all-natural solution that will give you the appearance of a full head of hair in just 60 seconds. That's right. It's a scientific breakthrough called Miracle Hair. And the secret to its success is its smart fiber technology that eliminates the need for hair transplant surgery or ridiculous hair pieces. And get this, Miracle Hair comes in 6 different colors, providing a natural look that's virtually undetectable. With our 30-day money-back guarantee, you have absolutely nothing to lose and only hair and confidence to gain. Call now and get Miracle Hair for only $29.95. Be one of the first 500 to order, and I'll send you a second Miracle Hair absolutely free.
Call 800-722-1731. That's 800-722-1731. To see a demo, go to 123miracle.com/1731. Order online or call toll-free now, 800-722-1731.
And I've been telling you that he has no power. I kept telling you he don't hit hard. And guess what he did in the end? He fell like dirty.
Right.
Yeah, you don't know, his thumb got me now.
I'll tell you something.
In the right eye. But I'm smart. I'm a pro.
Behind the head,
I'm a pro, see?
Right.
I chased Felton with my arm reach and then grabbed it with the flared up.
Yeah.
On that eye.
He's a pro, though.
I lost good.
That's the power of all of
them. That's how I couldn't get up. I couldn't get up with my right hand.
Yeah.
He ain't never had
that.
I kept talking to him during the fight, too.
Congratulations.
Am I the greatest of all time?
Muhammad, you told me in Deer Lake you were the greatest of all time, and I think everybody out there watching now will say that you proved it to
them. Who was bearing me up, too power, too strong. I proved that Allah is God. Elijah Muhammad is a messenger, and I have faith in him. And regardless of the world and the pressure, I made it an easy night, because Allah has power over all things. If you believe in him, nothing, even George Foreman, will look like a baby. It wasn't a close fight, was it? It wasn't a close fight.
Utah is alive right now.
Everybody stop talking now. Attention. I told you, all of my critics, I told you all that I was the greatest of all time. Be Sunday, listen. I told you today, I'm still the greatest of all time. Never again defeat me. Never again say that I'm going to be defeated. Never again that make me the underdog until I'm about 50 years old.
Right.
Then you might get me. But I didn't dance. I didn't dance for a reason. I wanted to make him lose all his power. I kept telling him he had no punch. He couldn't hit. He's swinging like a sissy. He's missing. Let me see your box.
I hadn't started dancing yet. You can't say my legs are gone. You can't say I was tired, because what happened? I didn't dance from the second round on. I stayed on the ropes. When I stay on the ropes, you think I'm doing bad. But I want all boxers to put this in the page of boxers. Staying on the ropes is a beautiful thing with a heavyweight when you make him shoot his best shot and you know he's not hitting you. I would have gave George Foreman 2 rounds of steady punching, because after that he was mad.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
On the line from his lair in Easton, Pennsylvania, is the former undisputed heavyweight champion of the world. I'm talking about the great Larry Holmes. And Larry, how goes it this morning, sir?
Hey, man, you know what? It goes real good, but man, no, I'm going to tell you what. I was watching a show yesterday in Las Vegas, and they were talking about the greatest fighters of all time, and you was not on the panel.
Oh,
they had baseball players, they had basketball players, and they had just one running back, all four guys on the stage. And they were talking about the greatest fight of all time. And every time they went to a commercial, they mentioned, this is the ring that Larry Holmes fought Muhammad Ali in. That was it. They had four guys up there, and neither one of them guys, I mean, you know, hey, no boxing. I don't know baseball. I don't know basketball. But I know boxing. And those guys didn't know boxing. And it was a shame, man. And I was saying, why aren't you there? You're right there in California. And you should be on there asking the question.
But Larry, you know I'm anti-establishment, and I've rocked Bob Arum's. I'm the only writer that's ever taken Bob Arum to court and beat him for money. You hear what I'm saying? They don't want me doing. They don't want me doing that. You know that. I'm anti-establishment.
Yeah. Yep, you're right.
So you feeling pretty good these days or what? You called me an old man earlier, man. I don't know about that.
Well, you know, you're living, and I'm old, and you're old. And when your hair starts to turn gray, just for men.
That's only my secret for me and my barber. I ain't letting that one loose. Anyway, Larry, listen, I've been getting a lot of heat lately because I criticize the Klitschko's. Vladimir and Vitaly, and my feeling is if they weren't 6'7", that they wouldn't be about anything. In other words, what I'm trying to say is if they were 6'1" fighters or 6 foot fighters, they would be marginal B-plus, maybe B fighters. What do you think? Am I slamming them too hard there?
No, you ain't on target, because what have they done? What are they doing? Those are the questions. What have they done? Who they beat? And what are they doing? I mean, you know, these guys is idle. You know, every time when I was champion, I was trying to fight every 3 to 4 months. And I kept my name out there. That's why people started recognizing me for who I was. Just because you're big and people would mistake those guys for basketball players.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, they got to do something if they're going to do it, and prove something if they're going to do it.
Larry, if I was 6'7", and I'm not boasting or bragging, when you're telling the truth, it's neither, okay? But if I was 6'7", 250 pounds, I'd be destroying guys. You hear what I'm saying?
Tearing them up.
I'd be tearing them up, man. I would fight 2-3 guys in a night or so. I mean, I'd do something crazy. I mean, if you had that kind of height and reach advantage, I would be a monster.
Nobody would ever hit you. You're too big. You're too tall. And most fighters are 6'3", and maybe 6'3½, maybe. But, you know, Holyfield fought at 6', 6'2".
Yeah.
You know, I was 6'3". Ali's 6'3". And, you know, and we beat up guys with 5'11s and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And these guys are 7 feet tall damn near, and they're not doing anything.
Well, you know, it's funny is that I wrote this week that the key to the Klitschko popularity was white supremacy. In other words, the fact that that black men have been beaten up on white, black men and people of color have been beaten up on white men for the better part of a half a century now. And I think that that the white folks, and I know they're going to get alienated out there from me saying this, but they got a little upset about that. And now, you know, these guys come along, and these guys are not really fighters. They're sort of like fencers with boxing gloves on because, you know, they're both scared to get hit. They're both running away from people. They're both using that height and reach advantage. And Emmanuel Stewart taught them both how to fight like sissies. But he taught them to fight like sissies because they don't take a punch well, especially Vladimir. So I can understand that. But I took a lot of heat this week because I said that that their popularity was key to white supremacy and the fact that they can only draw in Germany. They don't draw well, and they don't even draw well in their native Russia. But in the United States, they couldn't sell 5,000 tickets. And what I wanted to ask you, though, is what happened to the black American heavyweight?
Well, you know, that's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. You know, these guys are not dedicating anymore. They're not out doing, trying to be champion anymore. They're just letting anybody just come in and take over. And if these guys want to say they want to be Hall of Fame, it's okay. You know, that at least they're sport fighters. Stallone, he's in the Hall of Fame. He ain't never fought nobody. So if these guys want to be Hall of Fame, so what, you know?
Okay.
And that's what really makes boxing look bad. These guys are not really fighters.
Okay. Now, when you brought up Stallone, I'm glad you brought him up. Of course, Sylvester Stallone, the star of the Rocky movies, they put him in the National Boxing Hall of Fame last year. I didn't think that was cool. I guess you didn't think it was cool either, huh?
No, I didn't think it was cool. I mean, you know, I don't think he belonged there, you know. But, you know, that's what they want. So they get it. You know, hey, listen, I'm a guy that I'm going to stand back and look and say what I feel that is right and was, you know. You know, you and I are like damn near, you know, because you say it like you feel it, and I do the same thing. People don't like it, you know, because you're telling the truth. Like the Klitschko brother, like Sly, he's okay with me, but, you know, he ain't never fought nobody, you know. They need to put a guy like Jerry Cooney in the Hall of Fame. If they're going to do that, they need to do that because Jerry could fight, and he beat everybody, and he fought everybody.
Yeah.
He fought me, fought George Foreman, and he was knocking everybody out. So he had a little rough, but he belongs in the Hall of Fame. But if we were fighting now, Jerry Cooney was fighting now, he'd be champion.
Jerry Cooney, he had a hell of a left hook, huh?
That's my Jerry hit you hard with that darn left hook, man.
You know,
and he was a legitimate fighter, not like these guys over there. These guys are not legitimate. They're just pretenders, you know?
Well, you know, as I said, drawing a lot, man, you would not believe the heat that I drew this week. I mean, I had people calling me the N-word and calling me a spick and calling me a racist, this and that, and they went on and on and on and on. And all I did was point out the fact that these guys aren't popular anywhere but Germany. And Germany has a history of being involved in white supremacy and things like that, and it goes back 60 years. And I said, is it a coincidence they could fill an arena in Germany with 60,000 people, but in their native Ukraine? Or in the United States, they can't draw people. I mean, what's the tie-in there? The only tie-in I can see is the fact that their skin pigment is white.
Hey, man, you know, that's what I've been saying, and I'll continue to say it, and you can say it, too. Because you know, hey, listen, you're not a fool. You know, you've been around boxing, you know, and you know what's going on.
Okay. Larry,
don't worry about it.
Larry, don't worry about it. Larry Holmes is our guest, folks. Of course, the Eastern Assassin. The former undisputed heavyweight champion of the world took the title away from Ken Norton in a monumental, memorable Hall of Fame type of fight, a 15-round decision, of course. Larry, when you won that fight, that first title fight against Norton that night, was there an incredible amount of pressure on your shoulders?
There was a lot of pressure, you know, because a lot of people didn't think I could do it and wouldn't do it. And, you know, I was just, you know, they said I was just a copy of Muhammad Ali. I was not going to do anything. And, you know, I had to work extra hard to do what I did. You know, I proved them. And that's what I worked for, to prove these people wrong. And the more they say about me that's negative, the harder I work to prove them wrong.
Larry Holmes is the Eastern Assassin, of course. I've said that he's owned half of Eastern Pennsylvania. Have you bought up the other half yet?
Hey, the economy's so bad, I'm starting to sell some so I can get some cash in my pocket. And, you know, it's kind of rough out here, like everywhere else, you know. But I just don't understand the politics about all this money stuff. They keep raising prices, but nobody got jobs. And I don't understand it. And that's really what's killing the economy.
You got a good point there. Me and Larry Holmes talking economics here, folks. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And, of course, the American Forces Network. The cable radio network live worldwide on Channel 2 and, of course, the Internet. You can check that out at ringtalk.com. This is your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Ring Talk Live worldwide, the longest-running fight show in history, 27-plus years. I've got
are expecting, every day brings you closer to your baby's birthday. Babies aren't fully developed until at least 39 weeks in the womb. Important development of their brains, lungs, and eyes occurs in the last few weeks of pregnancy. If your pregnancy is healthy, wait for labor to begin on its own, because a love like yours is surely worth the wait. Learn more at marchofdimes.com/39weeks.
It's not easy finding holiday gifts and staying within your budget. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and find great gift ideas starting at $5.99, including Performance Tool Hex Set, Dorsey 4-LED Waterproof Flashlight, Slime Tire Pressure Gauge, and more. O'Reilly Auto Parts has your holiday shopping in the bag. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA. Sports Byline is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or WebOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Oh, under now. In Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and he scores his third win.
And Randleman is forced to say goodnight, Gracie.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
What's that supposed to be, some kind of sick joke?
You know, A-Team, back in the day, the 70s television, man. Doesn't seem like it was that long ago, but it was. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. On the line from his training headquarters in Denver, Colorado, is UFC heavyweight Pat Barry. And, Pat, Bellator has made a big thing about Eddie Alvarez, and Eddie Alvarez looks like he's coming to the UFC. Is Eddie Alvarez that good of a fighter, 24-3, 28 years old?
Yes, 24-3, 28 years old. His name is pretty known around the planet, man. So he's not 28 wins off of nobody. He's fought some big name guys. He's fought some tough opponents. He's had some battles, some wars, man. And he comes through on a regular basis, man. So him being, you said he's on his way to the UFC?
Yeah, well, it looks that way.
Hey, you know what? It's about time, man.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Okay. Now that's fine. Now, what happened to Hector Lombard? He was supposed to be the next coming of Christ, and he floundered miserably.
You know what? We've all seen this before, where you have guys who have got these big reputations in other organizations. They kind of, like, they dominate and they're killing people left and right, and they finally get the call to the big show, and when they show up to the big show, they're not necessarily what they were supposed to be as soon as they get there. I mean, don't you remember, like, wasn't it like that with Shogun? Like, when Shogun came over from Pride, didn't it, like, his first one or two fights not go so awesome? I can't remember, but some of the Pride guys would come over and get really tired really fast.
Mirko Krokop.
Yeah.
Mirko never won any big fights in the UFC. He came over and he lost more fights than he won.
Oh, man, that dude beat Pat Barry.
Pardon me?
He beat Pat Barry.
Did he really?
Yeah, man, he did. He beat Pat Barry by submission, 27 seconds left in the fight, with a fractured orbital and a fractured jaw, 3 minutes into round one. Man.
Man. Pat, you've got
to count for something, right?
Yeah, that is significant. This heavyweight title fight that's going down on the 29th with Dos Santos, of course, once beaten, both guys have lost a fight, and Cain Velasquez, is that going to be any different than the first one?
No, completely. Completely different from the first one. I saw Cain fight. The very first time that I saw Cain Velasquez fight, I said, hey, you know what? That right there is going to be the heavyweight champ of the UFC. And within 5, 6, 7, 8 fights later, when he just decimated people left and right, he eventually became the UFC heavyweight champ. Now I'll take it. I understand to a certain extent. I've never been the heavyweight champ of the UFC, not even close. But I understand how the better you do in the UFC, the more things, you know, you become responsible for, like interviews 24 hours a day, same questions over and over and over again, appearances, a lot of different things that you have to do, a lot of different places that you have to be all the time. So sometimes the training, you kind of forget what it takes to get you there. Cain Velasquez, I think, had an injury, but when he came out again in that fight against Junior, he was not the Cain Velasquez that had made his way all the way up to the top. But after he lost and that reminder of what got him there, we all saw how he came out and ate Bigfoot alive, like ate him. That wasn't just I'm going to go and win this fight. He destroyed that guy, like, to the point where it was like, yo, man, stop the fight. Like,
yeah, that was one of the, I think that was the goriest MMA fight I've ever seen as far as, I mean, it looked like Ric Flair bladed himself like 100 times.
Extremely. I mean, completely. I mean, that was a completely dominating, like, ferocious, like, furious fight. I mean, we got to give Cain high five to put up that pace that he did and do what he did, and Bigfoot a high five for taking what he took, man, and lasting as long as he did.
Okay,
and that fight was ferocious.
So Bigfoot's going to take on Alistair Overeem, I think, in February or March 2013. Overeem's going to be licensed in Nevada, according to Keith Kaiser, the executive director of the Nevada State Athletic Commission. Who wins that one?
You know what? That's a real tough one because Bigfoot is a sleeper. Bigfoot is the kind of guy who, even though he's got a very reputable name, everyone knows he's dangerous. I think that people, like, kind of, I don't know, man. Sometimes I get the feeling that sometimes people might underestimate him. Like, when facing him or when fighting him or when standing next to him, and it doesn't make any sense. It's just a feeling that I get every once in a while. He's definitely a sleeper, and he can win that fight, but Alistair Overeem is a monster. I mean, he's a proven monster over and over and over again. And if you eat horses, then you've got to be something Jurassic, right?
Okay, I'm going to switch gears here. We're talking with Pat Barry, the heavyweight. Of course, it will be on the Ultimate Fighter show. That will be on FX Cable on the 15th, that's Saturday night, next Saturday night. What do you think of Ronda Rousey? I think she's fantastic. She's a great interview and a great fighter. What do you think?
She's the total package, man. Ronda is the complete package. She's got the appearance. She's got the fighting ability. She's got the drive. She's got the meanness. She's got the sweet smile when it's time to be smiling. She's got all of the Chael Sonnen interview capabilities. Like, she's the complete total package. Nowadays, it's not just about punching and kicking anymore. It's not about fight. It's not just fighting anymore. You got to be everything. You got to have the look. You got to have the ability. You got to have the determination. You got to have a personality. You got to be something that's marketable and something that can be sold. And you have to be something that people want to see. You can't just get in the ring, kill people, and then have nothing to say and have nothing else about you other than you're a devastating fighter. You have to be everywhere. And she's got to be one of the most well-rounded people there is nowadays in MMA.
Yeah, I brought up Ric Flair, but Ric Flair, Muhammad Ali, she can do promos with anybody.
She's gonna, and that's gonna happen. Gina Carano was on top of the world fighting, loses a fight, and is now making what, $4 million a movie?
Yeah.
To make movies? That's for sure, guaranteed 100%. That's the route that Ronda's going, as long as she stays on the path that she's on.
Okay. What about
this? She's the only one that can mess that up for herself.
What about this chick, Cyborg Santos, the chick that looks like that's got the body of a man? She's going to come off suspension, I believe, or she's off now. I think she came off November 27th. She's going to fight Ronda in 2013 sometime. If she makes 135, and that's going to be a big if, does Ronda beat her?
That's a really tough one to call, man, because Ronda has all the capabilities and all the potential to be able to beat Cyborg, but Cyborg is something else, man. I think the one big downside about that fight and about the decisions that Cyborg has made is that if she wins, it's only because she's a drug abuser. You know, that's what the world is going to say. If Cyborg beats Ronda, it's only because she's a drug addict. And if Cyborg loses to Ronda, it's because you weren't on your drugs. That's why you lost. I mean, and I don't think the credit is going to go where the credit should go.
But
Ronda has all the shit. Yes.
Okay, but Pat, let's be honest, man. I mean, she's got a physique that's more male than it is female. She looks like she needs a shave about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. We've thought this for years about Chris Cyborg Santos. It was sort of like the worst kept secret in the world of MMA was that she was taking some type of supplements that weren't so-called kosher per se. And then she finally gets caught. I mean, do you think 1 year suspension is really enough, or do you think that when people get caught with steroids, they should be banned or get a higher suspension in this 1 year?
I've gone back and forth, and I think that if people get busted, I think they should have to pay a fine sometimes. I mean, I don't know. Now I'm thinking necessarily jail time, and I don't think that. I mean, okay, yes, has she taken supplements that she shouldn't have taken and things that she shouldn't have put into her body to develop somewhat of the appearance that she has? Yeah, but at the same time, I mean, I know a lot of really athletic chicks who you would question, and they're totally clean. I've got aunts who look my size, man, and they've been out in the sun all day, so sometimes they grow beards. I don't know. Like, you know, it's I don't know where – I don't really know how – I don't really know where I sit on that topic, man. I mean, I'm not saying everywhere, I mean, oh, yes, do drugs. Don't do that, but I don't know what the consequences for doing that should be.
Okay.
Exactly.
The Strikeforce brand, is becoming toast in January. I would think the fighter of the year for Strikeforce was Ronda Rousey. Who's a fighter of the year for the UFC?
Fighter of the year for the UFC, man – I don't know. Like, that's tough. Johnny Hendricks has been doing really good.
He's been doing great. He looks like he could deal with GSP, maybe.
Hey, it's coming, man. I mean, you know what? You land that big punch, knock a guy out, and everybody's like, all right, no problem. You land that big punch again, you knock a guy out, and okay, all right, good punch. You land that punch 5, 6, 7 times, and all of a sudden, it's not just accidental that that punch is landing. That's got to be a strategic move now. That punch is killing people, man. That's like kind of like, you remember Mighty Mo back in K1 days? He had that really ridiculously ugly dumb jock overhand right, and he knocks the guy out. And then everybody's like, oh, dummy, lucky punch. Then he throws it again, knocks another guy out. It's like, oh, man, after 15, 16 times that punch lands, it's like, whoa, wait a minute. Okay, that's not an accident. You're actually practicing this punch, and that's ridiculous. Like, so who the fighter in the U.S. Who's the fighter of the year in the UFC? And I don't know, man. I don't think I've seen enough fights to be able to tell you that. I know that.
You know, I thought about it, and you know, I mean, there's you know, Silva, you know, did his thing historically by becoming the longest reigning UFC title holder this year. I think he's got 9 or 10 UFC title fights under his belt. I mean, there's a couple of guys that maybe that deserve accolades, but I think it's going to boil down to this heavyweight title fight December 29th. I think it'll boil down to Junior Dos Santos and Cain Velasquez.
I'll gladly go with that too. And the reason why is I won't say Anderson Silva. I know I've gotten a lot of flack for this too, and people have shown some distaste for this comment. But I don't know, man. He's Anderson Silva. The dude's apparently invincible, and he's never been in trouble in a fight, except for that one time with Chael. I mean, but he's never been in trouble. And since he's been in the UFC, he's never once been in trouble. He's never been unknowingly hit. The only time he's been hit is when he says, "Go ahead and punch me. I don't feel it." Like, I mean, this. I don't know, man.
You know what's funny is you know he got knocked out as a boxer, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah. He had three or four pro fights.
I did not know that.
Yeah,
I did not know that.
And I believe he was KO'd. In fact, I'll look it up right now, but I think he was KO'd in one fight. All right, so anyway, Cain Velasquez in Junior Dos Santos, we'll figure that one out to determine who the fighter of the year is. What do you think? What kind of impact is Ronda going to have when she makes the big time, comes to the big tent, the UFC?
I'm putting two gas station hot dogs on Cain taking that fight. First round. Second round. Round two, Cain, two hot dogs I'm putting on it. Now, what kind of impact is Ronda going to have when she comes to the UFC?
Yeah.
Hopefully a magnificent impact when she comes to the UFC. I mean, she's coming in. Let's say she wins. Who's she fighting? Liz Carmouche? Is it?
I think so.
Is that who she's? Yeah, okay. Well, let's say, you know, she comes in, she has this fight, and she wins. All right, that's going to be huge. But at the same time, how many other female fighters does the UFC have on contract?
Good point.
None?
Good point. Got a point there.
You know, I mean, so I think that she's going to have to continue to win at such a ridiculous pace that the rest of the female fighting world has no choice but to, like, excel their game. Like, they have to, like, jump the game so they can, like light years in advance. You know what I mean? Because there are a lot of female fighters with a lot of talent out there. I mean, Rose is making her pro debut January 5th, and this is something, don't blink your eye. She's a hurricane, man. She's coming, she's going to just walk through people. But, I mean, as of right now, that she's not in the UFC. There are other girls who are, like, real badass fighters, but they're just not in the UFC. I mean, like, so do I think Ronda's going to make a big historic moment in the UFC once she has that fight? Yeah. But what's that really? I mean, I don't know what that's going to do. I mean, how many other females do they have in the UFC?
Good point. Pat, best of luck to you next Saturday. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show, man. You're the man when it comes to guests. You're like number one.
Yeah, man. Anytime you're ready.
All right. Take good care. Pat Barry will be on the Ultimate Fighter Force finale next Saturday night on FX Cable. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Anderson Silva turned pro as a boxer in 1998. Got stopped in the second round against a guy named Teixeira. And then he fought Julio Cesar de Jesus and won in 2005 a KO in 2. That's 1-1 is Anderson Silva, the UFC middleweight champion. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Your heart's beating really fast. It's beating so fast, you think something's wrong. You feel like your head's about to explode. You feel like you need a doctor. What do? You call the Tax Doctor.
If problems with the IRS are making you sick to your stomach, let the Tax Doctor help you. The Tax Doctor can help solve your problems by negotiating with the IRS on your behalf. They save their clients money, offering immediate payment relief, plus stopping any bank levies or seizures. Call the Tax Doctor right now and see why we have a 95% satisfaction rating with our customers. The consultation is confidential and free. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, I'm Joe Theismann. No matter what stadium I broadcast from, I'd always have to find the closest bathroom just in case I had that sudden urge to go. My prostate was giving me fits. But then I heard about Super Beta Prostate's nationwide million-bottle giveaway, and I got a free bottle. What a difference it made. I don't have to go as often, and I don't have to get up at night as much. Now I wake up refreshed and ready to tackle anything. What's so special about Super Beta Prostate is that it's the most widely used supplement supporting a healthy prostate. Super Beta Prostate has sold over 5 million bottles, and it also has a trusted 10-year history, and it's all natural. There's no reason to accept the issues that come with an aging prostate. So get Super Beta Prostate today.
Call right now and you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947.
Kujawa turning her back over, but Kaufman being stubborn, coming back up to her knees, keeping her balance, looking at her, rolling her back over.
Yeah, and that arm lock she's got, Pat, where she's holding her bicep, that's stopping it.
Kaufman's lone loss came via, and it's over! Brody Ronda Rousey continues to amazing!
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I would never let a woman kick my ass. If she tried anything, I'd be like, you get your bitch ass back in the kitchen and make me some pie!
Okay, the horns of the mighty Tower of Power. Don't forget Pedro's Song of the Month. It's actually Songs of the Month at TowerOfPower.com. Hit the message board. This is the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. If you are joining us for the very first time, let me welcome you to the Ring Talk family of listeners. If you've been here a while, well, then you're your family. You know that. 28 plus years now, syndicated radio coast to coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Saturdays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, of course, beginning in Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Now, of course, the UFC is tonight. UFC on Fox. Of course, there's boxing tonight. There's boxing all over the place. NBC Sports. I think Fox Sports Network has got a card. Wealth TV is going to go at 4 p.m. So if you're a fight fan, boxing and UFC is going to dominate your entire day. So wives out there, just get the beers ready and the ribs for the guys and let them watch the TV. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, keep your butt off the canvas of life. And happy holidays to all. Take it away, Scott Cuddy.